Section 13B develops people. 13.6 Leadership responsibility. As the old adage, a born leader, implies, there are individuals who were intended, inclined, or born to lead. On the other hand, leadership is often defined by a person's title or position of authority. In all actuality, leadership is an ability we can all develop, cultivate, and expand upon. Merriam-Webster's dictionary defines the word lead as to guide on a way, especially by going in advance, or to direct on a course or in a direction. A military leader is considered to be a person who directs a military force or unit, or one who has commanding authority or influence. Leadership, as a moral quality put into action through a command or leadership role, can serve to move mountains, or move people over, around, or through mountains, whichever is required. Another way of looking at leading in the United States Air Force can be recognized as the art and science of accomplishing the United States Air Force mission by motivating, influencing, and directing airmen. This highlights two central elements: the mission, objective, or task to be accomplished, and the airman who will accomplish it. The science of leadership being observed and studied refers to the methods and understanding of what leadership is. The art of leadership, being personal and subjective, refers to the demonstration and application of leading. 13.7 Leadership and management. While leadership and management are separate topics in many respects, they go hand in hand in producing elements that promote mission success. Organizations need a strong balance of both. Management is getting people to do what needs to be done. Leadership is getting people to want to do what needs to be done. Warren G. Bennis, Ph.D. A leader is a person who leads or commands a group, organization, or country. Terms often associated with leadership roles include flight leader, team leader, and squad leader. Warren G. Bennis, founding chair, the Leadership Institute, University of Southern California, labeled three primary behavioral leader characteristics as the abilities to motivate, develop, and inspire. Under this model, leaders motivate and inspire people to interact and understand one another as they move in the right direction by satisfying human needs for a sense of belonging, belongingness and love, recognition, esteem, self-esteem, esteem, and control over their lives, safety and security, which can lead to a sense of achievement, self-actualization. The model developed by Warren Bennis echoes Abraham Maslow's hierarchy of needs theory for motivation, which outlines the road to self-actualization. Abraham Maslow was a well-known psychologist who specialized in the theory of psychological health. He is most famous for his theory on the hierarchy of needs, which outlines basic requirements that must be achieved before ultimately reaching self-actualization or fulfilling your highest potential. Based on Maslow's theory, in order to attempt success at one level, you must be successful in the previous. For example, if you are hungry or thirsty, psychological needs, you will not be able to focus on building relationships, belongingness, until you locate food or water. This theory translates to the work environment as the individual who is concerned about being kicked out of the United States Air Force, security, will not be able to focus on striving for achievements, which will ultimately prevent him from reaching his full potential, self-actualization. A manager is a person responsible for controlling or administering all or part of a company or organization. Terms often associated with managerial roles include career field managers, major command functional managers, program managers, and project managers. Bennis labeled three primary behavioral characteristics of managers as administrators, maintainers, and controllers. Under this model, managers focus on tasks and aim to assert a level of control to drive people in the right direction. Generally, managers ensure the resources needed are readily available and efficiently used. Leaders launch and steer the organization toward the pursuit of goals and strategies. Managers are responsible for organizing projects, staffing positions with qualified individuals, communicating plans, delegating responsibilities, and devising systems to monitor implementation. Leaders support these actions by aligning the personnel's needs, wants, emotions, and aspirations with a task. Good management brings a degree of order and consistency to key issues like readiness, availability, and sustainment. Good leaders lead people to accomplish the mission. The best managers tend to become good leaders because they develop leadership abilities and skills through practicing good management techniques. Similarly, often an effective leader will also be found to be a good manager. 13.8. Professional associations. Private organizations develop professional skills and associations for individuals in many career fields and technical specialties. Membership in such associations may provide additional opportunities for leadership roles, public speaking, and mentoring, as well as broaden technical expertise. Many units have unofficial organizations, such as the Squadron Booster Club and event planning committees. There are also organizations that allow members to join based on rank, such as the Junior Enlisted Airman Council, 5-6 Council, Top 3, and the Chief's Group. Taking an active role in these organizations is highly encouraged for personal and professional development.